We move now to another section that we have here. Because of this, he moves ahead and begins now to speak of that which is coming yonder in the far distant future. And this, of course, is the time of the Great Tribulation. Specifically, it will refer to the last war, not the battle of Armageddon, but the war of Armageddon. Verse 11, "Now also many nations are gathered against thee and say, let her be defiled and let her eye look upon Zion." Now immediately he's moved away from the Babylonian, because here it's many nations that are coming against the nation Israel. And the other was just Babylon. At least Babylon alone was mentioned. So we have something different here. Now in verse 12 he says, "But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor." Now, they're coming against God's people, and this is a world siege of Jerusalem. It brings Jerusalem into the focal point of the world here. And this is mentioned again in other scriptures, in Joel, the 3rd chapter, and we haven't come to Zechariah yet. We'll see it there, but it was in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So that here will come the nations of the world against this people. Now, that's in the time of the Great Tribulation, and it's during the War of Armageddon. And they do not know what God's going to do. They're coming up blindly here for judgment, not realizing that. And now I'm reading verse 13. "Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs bronze, and thou shalt beat in pieces many peoples, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth." Now, it'll make the Six-Day War look like peanuts. And after all, they didn't do so well in the last one. But in that day, God will enable them to defend themselves in that day. They are a weak nation today. They're absolutely dependent upon other nations. But in that day, they're going to be dependent upon the Lord. And you remember the prophet says, our help comes not from the north, it doesn't come from Russia, nor from the south, doesn't come from Egypt, nor from the West, doesn't come from Europe or the United States, nor from the East, from China, or the Arab countries. But our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And this looks forward to that day and to the time of the war that concludes the Great Tribulation period, the War of Armageddon.